Who is the candidate in the U.S. election that saw the highest percentage of voter turnout? Rutherford B. Hayes, Abraham Lincoln, Franklin D. Roosevelt, or John F. Kennedy? So 50 to 60% of voters have turned out for modern elections. 82% turned out for Hayes' victory in 1876. More than 128 million votes were cast in the 2016 U.S. presidential election, and so far this year, more than 9 million votes have been cast. But Carl, you might be saying, Election Day isn't until November 3rd. Right, but 38 U.S. states plus the District of Columbia allow early voting. There's also been a surge in mail-in voting because of concerns about the coronavirus pandemic. So according to the U.S. Election Project, millions have voted and millions more will vote before October is over. What's interesting, according to one analyst, is that the votes that have been cast are based on what the political environment is right now, how people currently feel about Republican incumbent President Donald Trump, Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden, or any other candidate they want to see in office. So if those early voters change their minds before November 3rd, they can't change their votes. Those have already been cast. Except for Tuesdays, the Louvre Museum in Paris is open again from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Visitor numbers are limited, and they have to wear masks. But for Americans, it's a moot point. Most aren't allowed to travel from the U.S. to France right now. In southern Asia, the Taj Mahal reopened to visitors last month. Only 5,000 people are allowed to go there per day when it was 70,000 before the coronavirus pandemic hit. But for Americans, it's a moot point. The State Department says don't travel to India. Even as tourist venues reopen, there's a lot less travel going on in the world because of COVID-19.